You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Some people say that if God was love, how can He condone sin or sorrow?
我没有时间看，不过听说最近在电视里面有一个连续剧叫《War and Remembrance》，特别提到这600万犹太人受苦的事情。我们见很多人跑来问我们。
I have not seen this show, but in the past week there was a show called War and Remembrance. They're talking about the 6 million Jews suffered in the Holocaust, and many people come and ask this question.
神是爱。
God is love.
那么这600万人的这个牺牲，600万人的受苦，到底你怎么解释？
How do you explain the sacrifice of the 6 million Jews?
刚刚过着这个礼拜三，我在一个人家里面，他们请我们去吃这个感恩节的晚餐。
In the past Wednesday, we shared a Thanksgiving supper with a friend.
那天我们大概十几个人，里面有五个医生。
That day, out of the 10 or so people, there were 5 doctors.
里面好几个医生不是基督徒。
There were many doctors that were not Christians.
我们那天就从堕胎的问题谈起。
That day, we got on this topic of abortion.
很多时候我们出去跟非基督徒接触的时候，我们要面对这一类我们在教会里面有的时候避免不谈的问题。
Many times in dealing with non-Christians, we would come upon questions that would not talk about in church.
我们从堕胎谈到生命的价值。
We talk from the abortion to the value of life.
我们从生命的价值讲到许多先天的悲剧，比如说生下一个 baby 是一个低能的孩子。
We talk from the value of life to There are many natural disasters. For example, a child born defected.
那么到底你们基督教怎么样解释这些事情？
Then how in Christianity you can explain this?
这些问题不是没有答案，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not that these questions have no answers.
就好像主耶稣的门徒问耶稣的时候，这个问题不是没有答案。
Just like you know, these disciples asking Christ.It doesn't mean that there wasn't an answer.
但是在那个时候，主耶稣基督并没有直接的回答这一个所谓哲学或者是道德的问题。
But in that particular time, Jesus did not give a direct answer to this theological or moral question.
我们今天在读神学的人，我们多多少少也曾碰过这样的问题。
Today, many of us who study theology run to these questions.
我们这些问题都有一些深入的研究，都有一些资料可以做参考。
Sometimes we will go into great depth, discussing these questions.
但是今天早上，我觉得从这一段圣经给我们一个提醒是什么？
But today, this passage, what does it remind us of?
有的时候我担心，有许许多多人读了许多的神学。
Many times I worry that if some people would spend so much time in theology.
却忽略了我们很重要的传福音、抢救灵魂的工作。
Then they neglected, which is very important, which is to save souls.
读神学是好的。
It is good to study theology.
有知识的装备是应该的。
It is good to equip yourself with knowledge.
但是我们发现，很多的时候，我们有许多的知识，反而使我们失去了对灵魂的负担。
But many times when we have so much knowledge, we have lost the burden for souls, for saving souls.
有的时候，我们基督徒做久了。我们真是像那些旁观者一样，好像对我们爱莫能助，甚至幸灾乐祸。
Sometimes after being a Christian for a long time, seems like we become indifferent to the things.
有的时候我很喜欢他刚才讲的 indifferent。我突然想到有一句话说，他说今天基督徒最大的 indifferent， 最大的漠不关心，就是对自己的漠不关心，漠不关心。大家想一想这句话。
There's a saying that the greatest indifference of a Christian today is his indifference to his own indifference.
我再说一遍啊，这个有一点绕舌哈。就今天基督徒最糟糕的漠不关心，就是对自己的漠不关心而漠不关心。
In another word, this it's like a tongue twister saying that the greatest indifference in this world today, in Christianity today, is a Christian's own indifference towards his indifference.
不错，门徒在这里问到这个生来是瞎子的人的原因。
It's true that these disciples asking the question why this man was born blind.
但是耶稣却回答他这个生来是瞎子的这件事情的目的。
But Jesus answer their motives.
他说不是这个人犯罪，也不是父母亲犯罪。
Jesus says it's not this man has sinned or his parents sinned.
不是说没有罪，而是说这件事情没有直接跟罪有关系。
He didn't say that there's no sin, but in this incident has not direct contact with sin.
乃是要在这个人身上显出神的作为来。
But to manifest God's power in this man's life.
是让他看见神的 works, 看见神的工作来。
It's to have God's work be manifested in this man.
不是神学是工作。
It's not theology, it's work.
不是理论是行动。
It's not argument, but it's action.
不是单单知识，是你真正从里面发出来的爱。
It's not pure knowledge, but the compassion from inside of you.
当我在准备的时候，我看到一本书有那么一句话。
When I was preparing for the sermon, I saw it in the book.
这句话很有意思，他说 the disciples did not look at this man as an object of mercy, but rather as a subject for a theological discussion. 他看这个人，这些门徒看这些人，把他看成一个物件，一个东西。 但是呢，耶稣却把他看成一个爱的对象。我觉得这是一个非常非常重要的，在这一段圣经里面给我们的教训。I
feel that's a very important lesson from this passage.
耶稣在这里不是跟门徒讨论到罪行、罪性、罪因、罪果的问题。Jesus
here is not discussing with the disciples the cause of sins, the effect of sins.
主耶稣乃是跟他谈到这个罪人的需要。But
Jesus was talking about the need of a sinner.
今天我们来到神的面前，需要求主这样提醒我。Today
before the Lord, we need to ask Him to remind us this.
我们实在不会分别罪恶和罪人这两回事情。Many
times we fail to distinguish between sin and sinners.
我上次曾经在这里强调，原谅我再说一遍。Last
time I really emphasized this, but please put up with me this time.
当那个正在犯奸淫而被法利赛人抓
When that person was in the middle of committing adultery and was brought forward to the crowd by the Pharisees,
那些法利赛人根本不把这个女人当人来看。
At that time, the Pharisees didn't look at the woman as a human being.
其实这些门徒也是一样，在第九章里面。
In chapter 9, the disciples are treating this person as
他们看见这一个很悲惨的这一个人，却把他当成一个神学的课题来看。
They saw this man of great sorrow and disaster, but instead treating them as a human being, they treat him as a topic.
上次我提到说，今天我们实在需要不只是让人看见我们的罪性，也要让人认识我们的在神面前的荣耀。To
last time we mentioned that not only are we to reveal our sinful nature to people, but also the glory of God upon us.
我们今天要讲罪人没有错，但是我们今天很少提到人的尊严、人的荣耀、人的美丽。
Many times we talk about sinners, it's true, but we also need to emphasize on the glory, the beauty, and the dignity of man.
当然讲罪人是需要的，讲罪人也是很重要的。
Of course, it is important to talk about sinner, and it is needed.
但是如果我们没有真的从圣经的角度来认识人的尊严的话，
But unless we're willing to recognize the dignity of a human being from the Bible's point of view,
我们做了基督徒以后， 我们发现许许多多的基督徒在今天的世界的面前站不起来。
Then after you become a Christian, you find out it's really difficult to stand up before the world as a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，我希望大家能够了解我心里面这个负担。我相信这是很难表达的一件事情，但是是一个很重要的一个观念。Brothers
and sisters, I hope you share the burden with me. It is really hard for me trying to show you, but it's very important to discuss this.
我们今天讲罪人，讲到一个地步，今天的基督徒变成非常的自卑。
Today we have proclaimed so much of sinners, sinners, sinners. Today Christians have low self-esteem.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
我不是说人是完全的，人是没有罪的。
I'm not saying that human beings are perfect and without sin.
我们是因为我们有罪，我们来到神的面前，耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪。
I'm merely saying that because we have sinned, we come before Christ and receive His redeeming blood.
但是不要忘记，我们是照着上帝的形象所造的人。
But do not forget that we are built after God's own image.
求主真是让我们每一个基督徒里面有这样的一个荣耀的感觉。
We ask all the Christians to have this feeling of glory.
我最近看到一篇文章。
Recently, I read an article.
一个 Charles Coulson 就是 以前做尼克森总统的这个顾问的一位官员。
It's written by Charles Carlson, who used to be the advisor to Nixon.
水门案件以后呢，他就被关监牢关了八个月。
After the Watergate incident, he was imprisoned for 8 months.
他在监牢里面信主。
He became a Christian inside the prison.
现在成为美国监狱布道团契的总负责人。
Now he becomes the chairperson for American Ministry to the Prisons.
当我最近看到他一篇文章，我心里面很受感动。
I was very much touched by the article I read by him today.
就是提到我上一次所讲的这一个主题。
Which talks about the same topic I talked about.
今天我们在世人的面前，怎么样让人家看出我们一面是罪人，一面我们却是照着神形象所造，非常宝贵、尊贵的人。
Today, how can we show ourselves before the non-believer? At first, a sinner, but yet at the same time, a person built after God's own image, glorious image.
也只有这样的一个角度来看传福音的对象，我们才真正能够知道怎么样来帮助他。
It's only if you have perceived the gospel from this point of view, then are you only able to help other people.
很多非基督徒告诉我，他们很受不了这些基督徒跟他传福音的态度。
Many times the non-believers tell us that they don't like the Christians' attitudes in preaching to them.
他们指着我的鼻子就骂我是罪人。
They point me at my nose and call me a sinner.
他说我承认我是罪人，但是我看你也没有好到哪里去。
They say, yeah, it's true, you know, I'm a sinner, but you're not much better.
就是说我们一些基督徒有的时候一些不知不觉的态度变成一种气焰，让非基督徒受不了。
Many times the Christian's attitude becomes something that is intolerable to non-Christians.
所以今天我们在主面前需要有一个非常合乎中道的对人的一个认识。
So today we have to have a good, a healthy perception, a one that is, you know, that's not extreme.
所以在第一节到第三节，我们看见主耶稣强调行动比理论更重要。
Verses 1 to 3 in chapter 9 of John, Jesus put more emphasis on the action than the theory.
我们看第二点，第六节到第七节。
The second point is found in verses 6 and 7.
主耶稣怎么医治这个人？
How did Jesus heal this man?
非常特别。
It was very funny, interesting.
他吐了一个唾沫。
He had saliva.
然后吐到泥这个泥土里面。
Spit in the mud.
然后把它混一混。
Mix it together.
然后把那堆烂泥巴。
Knead it in his hand.
然后就把它涂在这个瞎子的眼睛里。
Paved it over the eye of the blind.
然后就叫他到一个池子里面去洗。
Tell him to go to a pond and wash it off.
我想每一个人读到这里都很好奇。
I believe all of us who read this is very funny, very curious.
口水代表什么？
What does the saliva stand for?
泥土代表什么？
What does the mud stand for?
口水加泥土合起来又代表什么？
What is the mud combined with saliva?
因为读圣经一定要读出里面的亮光，是不是？
Because if you want to read the Bible, you have to read the true light inside of the Bible.
所以我就很好奇地去找历史历代对这一段圣经的解释。
So I found into all different kind of commentary into, you know, finding out the answer for this.
我告诉你五花八门。
I tell you there are so many different things.
你如果有机会看到那么多的解释，你会很觉得。
Sometimes when you read so many different ways of us defining this, you find it really interesting.
哎呀，你说原来第六节、第七节有那么宝贵、丰富的内涵。
You see, verses 6 and 7 has so much beautiful content.
我举一两个例子给你们听。
Let me name one or two commentaries.
有一个解经家这样说。
There's a theologian, a Bible scholar.
口水跟泥土混了以后。
He said, according to him, that after you mix the mud and the saliva.
那么，这个台湾说狗狗哈，那些，就把它涂在他的眼睛上面。
Then paste that onto somebody's eye. The mud.
他说这样做达到一个什么目的呢
？He said, what does this accomplish? This action.
那么使这个瞎子就觉得更瞎。
He said, make the blind man feel he's more blinded.
让他更瞎，就能够经历耶稣完全的医治。
He said, only when he gets to the bottom of blindness.Then can he see God, Jesus, complete healing?
另外有一个解经家
Another Bible scholar, says.
他说耶稣为什么要用泥土呢
He said, "Why did Jesus use mud?"
因为提醒这个瞎子和四周看热闹的人
Because to remind this blind man and the person, the people around him watching.
耶和华神是用泥土造人
That the Lord Jehovah built man from mud.
很多很多这种很有趣的解释。
There are many interesting ways of interpreting.
我都把它写在我的笔记本上。
I have recorded all of them in my notebook.
但是没有一个说服我。
But none can convince me.
我实在不觉得这些解释就是这一段圣经的意思。
I really don't feel that all these put together explain this two verses.
在许许多多很有趣的解释里面。增加一个我个人的一点分享，让大家参考参考。
After reading all these commentary, I have my own feeling that I would want to present it before you and for you to try to share with me.
我回到圣经里面看，耶稣到底行了多少神迹
？I went back to the Bible and see how many miracles Jesus performed.
我发现耶稣行了35神迹，记载在四福音里面。
I've discovered that Jesus performed 35 miracles recorded in the Gospels.
那么耶稣在35神迹里面有好几次使瞎子看见。
In the out of the 35 miracles, there are so many times he calls the blind man to see.
我突然发现一件事情。
All of a sudden, I've discovered one thing.
耶稣使瞎子看见，没有两个案子是一样的方法。
That Jesus causing a blind man to see, of all the times that he's done that, not two are using the same method.
耶稣对巴底买一句话就解决他多年的这个瞎眼的事。
In one case, that Jesus was able to use one phrase and causing him to see.
那么在另外一个情形，他用两个步骤使他眼睛得到痊愈。
In another case, that he uses two different episodes to cause the person to see.
先开的眼睛一半，就问他你看见什么
？First, he opened part of his vision and asked him what he saw.
啊，他说我看见人好像木头在走路，好像树在走路。
The blind man or the person just receiving his sight said, "I saw man walking just as wood sticks walking."
后来耶稣又按他的眼睛，后来他就看得很清楚。
Then Jesus asked again. Then he was able to see.
方式不一样，过程不一样，但是结果都是一样。他们的眼睛都开了。
Even though the methods and the process are very different, but the end results all the same. They all receive sight.
在第六节和第七节，在传福音的工作上，给我一个很强烈的一个提醒，就是主耶稣告诉我们，原则比方法更重要。
That in verses 6 and 7, here it talks, reminding me again what Jesus is trying to tell us that principle is much more important than methods.
虽然在第一世纪的时候，他们相信一个尊贵的人的唾沫有医治的力量。
Even though in the first century they believe if a noble man, his saliva has ability to heal.
我看到一个资料说，有人写信给当时罗马帝国的国王说，请你留一点口水给我，因为我们家里面有人生病，那个可以有医治的果效。
Even recorded back in that time that some people wrote to the empire of the Roman, the emperor of Rome, and asked that before he died.Whether he can save some of his saliva to heal somebody that's ill.
所以在我个人来看，唾沫和土不是最重要的事情。
But to me, whether it's saliva or mud, they're not the most important.
我觉得最重要的是原则的问题。
The most important thing is the principle.
这个原则是什么呢
？What is the principle?
就是上帝的全能需要人的接受和相信来配合。
Is that God's ability, God's mighty power needs to be complemented by humans' ability to accept it.
请各位注意这段圣经，这个瞎子什么时候看见
？Let me ask you, or try to pay attention. When did this man receive sight?
第七节对他说：“你往希罗亚池子去洗。”他去一洗，回头就看见。
In verse 7 say, go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. And so the man went and washed and came back home, came home seeing.
很多人这样说哈，说你们基督教要吸引人。加一样东西就更吸引人。
Many times people say, in order for Christians to attract more people to their belief, you have to add one more thing to it.
他说，所有的宗教有一点神秘感，就有吸引人的力量。
All these religions have some mysticism, and then once you add that into Christianity, you can attract more people.
所以今天很多基督教也有这样的感觉，你有一点点神秘感。你进到教会里面，那个窗不要太亮，那么大家进来，有管风琴的音乐，让人家觉得有肃然起敬的感觉。
Sometimes people really want to emphasize on the sense of mystery, whether dimming the light or playing background music, or just trying to bring people into a mood of worship.
很多时候我们以为主耶稣在这里用口水、用唾沫，哎呀，那里有一些神秘感。
Many times when we look at the saliva or the mud, we want to see the mystery behind this.
弟兄姊妹都记得，在旧约圣经里面有一个人叫乃曼，他全身长着大麻风。
We know that in the Old Testament there is a man by the name of Naaman who is leprous all over his body.
后来人家就告诉他，介绍他到以色列去找以利沙，后来以利沙叫他到约旦河去洗七次澡。
Then in the Old Testament, it's recorded he had to go see the prophet Elijah, and Elijah told him to go into Jordan River and wash himself.
他很生气。
He was really upset.
说在我的国家里面有多少河比约旦河干净，你怎么要我到约旦河去洗？这个什么意思？
In my own kingdom, there are so many clean rivers. Why do you want me to jump into the Jordan River, which is not very clean?
是不是约旦河里面的水更神圣？
Does it mean that the water in the Jordan River is more sacred?
是不是约旦河里面的水更神秘？
Could it be the water in Jordan River is more mysterious?
起码我看圣经不是这样。
At least from my point of view, it's not so.
神要看的是这个人有没有顺服，有没有信靠。
What God wants a person to see is what the person's obedience and his trust.
有没有完全的信心，有没有绝对的顺服。
Whether this person has total faith and obedience.
所以当时的唾沫没有任何的神秘感，而是看这个人愿不愿意他真的到希罗亚的池子里面去说出行动，然后经历神在他身上的工作。
So the saliva itself has no mystery, but indeed Jesus wanted to see the person's obedience.
今天我们在神的面前也是一样。
Today before the Lord we should be the same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，我多次在这里强调这件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters and our friends, many times standing behind the podium, I want to emphasize this.
我们今天不是说好像有一些问题还不能够解开这些结。
We're not today asking so many questions, not that waited to be untied.
我们求主给我们一个简单的信心。
We just ask the Lord to give us a pure and simple heart, faith.
当我们伸手接受的时候。
When we extended our arms to accept the Lord.
当我们走过去亲自去洗的时候。
When we ourselves went before the basin and washed.
我们回头就看见。
Then we turned around and saw.
也许你从来没有做过这样的祷告。
Perhaps you have never said this prayer in your heart before.
让我们在神的面前做我们一生第一次这样的祷告。
Let us in our hearts and ask this prayer for the first time in our lives.
主啊，我愿意接受你。
Lord, I'm willing to accept you.
我愿意得着你。
I'm willing to receive you.
让我接着简单的信心，经历你那一个伟大的救恩。
Through my simple faith, let me experience your mighty salvation.
既然是完结篇。
Since this is the final episode,
我希望用一节的圣经来结束我这五次得人智慧的这个题目。
I would like to use one passage in the Bible to use it as a way of tying together my last final point.
就是第九章第四节。
It's John 9 verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
Jesus says here, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me.Night is coming when no one can work.
我们求主给智慧，更求主给我们行动。
We ask the Lord for wisdom, more so we ask the Lord to cause us to act.
怎么做工呢？
How can we work?
趁着白日。
While it's still daytime.
趁着还有机会。
While we still have the time.
我们今天是来看到许许多多的我们的亲人，我们的朋友。
Today we see many people that are dear to us, whether it be relatives or friends.
今天在，明天不在。
Today they're here, tomorrow they may not be.
有的时候我们觉得好像年纪大的人好像比较容易让我们今天看到他，明天不看到他。
Many times we think that maybe only people that are elderly that we will see today and not tomorrow.
其实不然。
But it's not true.
反而我们发现许多年轻人，我们今天看到他，明天看不到他。
To the contrary, many times we find among ourselves the youth that we saw today and not tomorrow.
我是要从心里面很诚恳的，向在我们中间还没有信主的朋友们发出这样的邀请。
With all my sincerity from the bottom of my heart, I would like to extend this invitation to you.
让我们趁着还有今天，让我们能够接受这个救恩。
That while we still have today, let us receive the salvation.
那我们怎么做工呢？一方面要趁着机会做工。
How do we work? First, we have the opportunity to work.
第二，他说趁着白日，我们必须做这个工。
Second,
主耶稣让我们同心合意的一同投入这个侍奉。
Then secondly, Jesus said, as long as it's day, we must do the work. All of us, we must do the work together.
做什么工呢？做那差我来者的工，做神的工作。
And the work is the work of the one who sent me.
让我们一同在主的面前，用这一节圣经提醒我们，让这个教会不管在职场也好，在建堂也好，让我们从传福音的角度来发展教会的工作。
Let's use this verse, emphasize on this word, verse, whether it be church planting or church building, that we really work together as the one who has sent us.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.